On the grounds of Wethersfield's Webb Dean Stevens Museum, archaeologists have discovered evidence of the oldest English colony in Connecticut. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hartman has more.
Charbert Jeston is the president of the Connecticut chapter of the National Society of Colonial Dames of America. They own and operate the Webb Dean Stevens Museum, but today she's a volunteer archaeologist, standing in a pit believed to be a trash heap from the early 20th century. What are you finding down here?
Lots of shells. Lots and lots of oyster shells, clam shells, lot of broken glass, mineral oil bottles, ceramic shards.
Jeston is digging up some pretty cool stuff, but the real find is at a site about 100 feet away.
This is the earliest archaeological evidence of English settlement in Connecticut. So Wethersfield is Connecticut's first town, and right now this is the earliest site that we have.
That's Sarah Sportman, senior archaeologist with the Public Archaeology Survey Team, or PAST.
We know that we're on a domestic site because there are a lot of household materials. So we have diamond window pane, and the lead that would go around them. We have furniture tacks, all kinds of clothing-related artifacts. We found a large assemblage of 17th century coinage, which is very rare.
In 2016, the Webb Dean Stevens Museum hired the PAST team to do an archaeological survey before they broke ground on a new education and visitor center. Charles Lyle, executive director of the museum, says he knew they would find artifacts, but he had no idea how significant the dig would be to Connecticut history.
The thing that was a surprise to all of us is that they came across the evidence of an early palisade or a wall that would have been part of a fortification that we think dates back to the 1630s.
Lyle says the protective wall was a reflection of the growing tensions between settlers and Native Americans. Still, Sarah Sportman says amid the strain, there's evidence that the two sides still found ways to interact.
These are wampum beads. They're made out of shell. They were Native American beads that the English and the Dutch quickly started to use as a form of currency. We also found these trade beads.
With the archaeological survey complete, construction will begin in the near future on the new addition to the museum. Sarah Sportman says PAST is in the process of securing funding to learn more about the fortified wall and the surrounding settlement. Ray Hartman, Connecticut Public Radio.